fishbowl fun. Da 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 da.
My headache's gone. I'm good.
Yeah. I think we're good.
We're recording. She's got a fancy new water bottle.
Oh, no. I've had this for a while, but this is the water bottle where it makes you look like a koala.
I don't get it. Oh, the nose peel. Oh. Mm-hmm. I was like, what are you talking about?
It's the Awala brand.
Okay.
I don't know if you've seen that on social media.
No, I have not. But now
nope.
I will.
Popped we're talking up on about my it. For yeah. you page.
We're talking about it, so now I'm going to get it.
Yep, now you're going to get it.
So what are we doing? Oh, hello, right. Tramps Ghost Ballerinas.
Hi, I'm Ellen.
I'm Ellen.
Hi, Mariah.
That's it.
So what are we... Well, we're going to... This episode will be kind of on the fly.
It's going to be our...
A little more get to know you, get our, to know us.
This is our fun episode.
It's our fun episode.
Yeah. In between books.
Yeah. Because we have lives, people. Listen to the first episode. You'll understand.
Yeah, why. If you skipped it,
go back.
Go pause.
Back. Yeah.
Go back and then come back.
And then come back to
yes.
this one.
Yeah. For the love of God, please come back. And rate, review, and subscribe.
Yeah. Be kind. Because that one's a bit of a shit show. I mean, it makes a little bit sense. If you know, you know.
Yeah.
So this is gonna be fishbowl.
Yeah.
So we could call this a fishbowl.
Okay.
And there are
fishbowl fun.
Fishbowl fun.
Fishbowl fun.
Fishbowl fun. Da, 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 da.
Is that a legit thing?
I'm gonna put that in the beginning of this episode. That's gonna be our intro.
I don't care.
Da 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 da
da da da da da. I kind of had a 70s vibe going.
So
questions between number 1 and 83.
Oh, so do we go round robin?
We
or
can.
Like me and Mariah.
Well, it'd be fun if it doesn't matter.
You can be the host. Me and Mariah can be the game show contestants.
But you also contribute.
Oh, have whenever ever not.
Yeah. All right, 1 through 83.
1 through 83.
83.
Hold on. 83.
Okay.
17.
Because you've seen them.
Yeah.
But I couldn't, for whatever reason, I couldn't screenshot the last page. Kept going back to the front page, and I got pissed, and I was like, "Fuck it."
Okay.
It's 1 through 83.
Okay. Love it. We conveniently found the same website for these questions. Yeah.
Okay. 17.
Okay. Going strong.
Day of birth.
Going with 17.
The 17th.
Oh, this was a Touché. Good one. What was it?
I said day of birth. 17. I was born on the 17th. So,
same.
The 17th. Yeah. Oh, you were born on the 17th?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. March 17th. Stop. Me.
That's why I looked at you and I was like,
oh, because you forgot I was born on the 17th.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. At least we're in the same boat. I'm forgetting who went. Okay.
Now I feel so.
And
far
now
away.
You all see what I'm working with.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay. So this is a good one.
Okay.
When was the last time you did something for the first time?
Oh.
Go
I
ahead.
Had something.
Yep.
I don't know if I want to share it.
Oh.
No. Yeah, I'll share it. Somebody left their phone somewhere and. Of a friend, like not, you know, whatever.
Somebody
and
you know.
Then, and then somebody I know. And then me and somebody else that is a friend took that phone and then took a whole bunch of pictures of it. Took selfies and poses and I've never done that before.
Uh-huh.
That was last night.
Not where I thought you were going with that one.
Oh, where did you think I was going with it? Do you think I was going dirty?
That you were going to go... investigative.
Oh no. Oh. That would be normal actually, but I, you know, the other friend is fairly new and I didn't want to show my true colors.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's take some selfies. So I just took
a
bunch of selfies.
Hold off before showing your true colors.
Took pictures of my feet.
Oh, cuz she doesn't like feet, does she?
I don't think so. So, it was very much like just taking lots of pictures and I thought that was fun. And then we didn't tell her. So she'll just have to come up, you know, come upon it on her own.
Yeah, she'll have to click on that camera roll,
which will be fun. Cuz she'll be looking for something and be like just a whole bunch of selfies of me.
Oh my god. That's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
Oof. I hate being on the spot cuz now I'm rushed to think about
the entire episode.
I know.
What about you?
Okay. I had an endoscopy. Never had that done before.
Mm-hmm. I know something for you that you've never done before. You're professionally making coffee.
That you haven't is done that true. Before.
That's a whole new. You've never worked in like food service Mm-mm. or drinks or anything like that. That's Mm-mm. a whole new world for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
at a window, and it's stressful, and you're timed, and
it's
and you shut down the whole system. Did she tell you that?
Yeah. I did.
Oh my god, that was funny. I did.
Yeah. Yeah. So my new part time job is I make coffee, and part of my a dream of mine was to open up my own coffee shop.
Right. So you're getting a taste of so what I'm that might be like. So I'm getting a
taste of what that is like. And
attached to my bookstore.
Yes.
And then I'll just be the maid in betwixt both of them.
You can be head of janitorial services.
Perfect. As long as I get free coffee and I don't need a book. Hell yeah. Say,
there's nothing on my side that you don't want.
Or you could have like, well, no, I don't know what you could do with like audiobooks.
Mm. Like, check I guess out like
cassette tapes.
Yeah.
All right. What's another question?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you good with what your answer?
I'm good with that answer. Okay, thanks for answering for me, Fee.
That's
what I'm here for.
Pick a number.
I'm going to go with 33.
What things are priorities in your life?
As of, go ahead. As of right now, I've taken the step to better my health.
Yep.
Nice.
So that mm-hmm. is a priority. And
our time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Prioritizing your time.
Collectively, we've mm-hmm. made our personal time
mm-hmm.
a priority.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
My priority. Well, so since I've been sick, I was like, oh, I got to start eating better and being healthy.
Mm-hmm. You haven't gotten there yet.
I haven't gotten there yet. It's really hard just to even take my medication on time because yes. I have to take it 3 times a day and it's disgusting. So my priority right now is making sure I take my medication on time.
Yep.
Every single day.
Mm-hmm.
My priority is making sure Teddy, Blanche, and Mavis, and Ozzy are all well cared for.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Those are my priorities.
I like it.
So your health.
My health.
Mm-hmm.
I was also going to say more intentional on spending money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was because I've got this second job that now I'm being very mindful.
Yeah. I think that you could call that, your financial security has mm-hmm. become a priority.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yep.
or financial freedom,
yep. mm-hmm.
or however you want to look at that, because that's a conversation you and I have a lot, because
mm-hmm.
we're sort of, if you've listened before, you know that Mariah and I spent a year actively budgeting as a kind of, I mean, it turned into a hobby, because it's kind of what we did a lot.
Yep. We tracked.
We tracked every dime we spent, and Fee's brain just doesn't work that way, and that's okay.
I'm sitting here kind of nodding, and it's more of a soothing, like, thank God I never did that. I don't think I'd make it.
Just not how your brain works in that
with paper tracking
spreadsheet kind of way.
No. Yeah. Oh God. Hate spreadsheets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was like, my heart. Yeah, I love
same
them.
Same mine too. Paper. In fact, yesterday I was just creating one, so that's on a whole different subject.
Yeah.
And so, so kind of financial yep. freedom there.
Yep.
So that's a priority.
Mm-hmm.
I would say my priorities have been kind of being mindful of how I am when I come home.
Mm-hmm.
Andy's and my jobs are, we're both connected 24/7.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
And so sometimes just shutting that off, mm-hmm. like I just realized I haven't looked at my emails since nice. I left work Saturday, which Good. Is not, well, no, I should be looking at it at least once a day,
but
that, you know, and one of my priorities has been to, if I don't feel like cleaning the house, but I want to do something creative, I'm going to do that. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to figure out that balance a yep. little bit, but mm-hmm. but listening to that, and mm-hmm. if my body says to just sit and rest, then I'm gonna just sit and rest.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's been a priority for me.
Yeah. 12.
What is your best personality characteristics?
Spite. No, I'm kidding.
It's not a characteristic.
Well, what's an example? Yeah. What would be a characteristic? Because I feel like spite would be, but what are you thinking?
Personality characteristic.
Well. But the thing is that you're not spiteful. You would like to think you are.
Oh, I'm incredibly spiteful. What are you talking about?
Not really.
I'm specifically, like, certain things, spiteful. Like, the only reason I have a college degree is solely 100% out of spite. Because the middle sister, who didn't have a degree yet but was trying, and all the whole time growing up said I was stupid, and made fun of me the entire time growing up that I was stupid, and couldn't do my multiplication tables, and couldn't divide, and couldn't do this, and couldn't do that, and thought I was an idiot. I was like, oh yeah, oh, who's dumb now?
I'll show you up. College degree.
Yeah. Let's look at characteristic traits. A feature or quality belonging typically to a person, place, or thing, and serving to identify it.
Okay, so what was the question?
What is your best personality characteristic?
I think my best personality characteristic is my ability for empathy.
Yeah. I would say that. Yeah. I would say my best personality characteristic is my wit.
You can't even say it with conviction.
Stick it with it.
Okay. Thronson?
I don't know.
What would you say her best characteristic, personality characteristic is? Like, if you had to pick for us, and we'll pick for you.
For you, probably your spontaneity.
Ooh. Interesting. I didn't think that I was very spontaneous.
Yeah, you are.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I'm so much routine, I just kind of figured I wasn't.
No.
I think there's a layer within your routine that you provide spontaneity, not only, I think you provide it for the people around you.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And for Mariah, I would say your ability to find the silver lining in a situation.
And everything. Oh my God. Very positive.
Yeah.
Very, very positive.
Yeah.
Even when you're mad, you're positive, which is a hard thing to pull off, I think.
Yeah.
I'd say for you, Ellen, it would be your protectiveness of your circle. You know, not of everybody, just of your people,
of my coven.
Very
yes. I would say for you, Thronson, your ability to be like a mentor.
Oof.
Her wisdom.
Yeah, I think just I it can be on anything, but your ability to like
talk through situation like that.
Yeah. Provide advice, guidance.
Does this come out old?
No.
Well, no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Well, there's validity to that.
I mean, I guess there is wisdom that comes with age.
It's just
for some people, not for everybody though.
Yeah, no, but I mean,
because there's some old people that are stupid.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even just what was it, last Thursday, Friday?
One of the days.
You worked with someone and you had the ability to open up and they confided in you, a complete stranger.
And it was a situation you've never been through.
Yeah, it's true.
But you could adapt.
Yeah.
Well,
she's a chameleon.
Mm-hmm, yes. Camouflage.
No, I think that for me, I have the ability to talk to a lot of people very easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't often. Like, there was just something about her that she needed protecting. Or not protecting, but she needed somebody to be strong for her.
Yeah.
And kind of take control of that situation a little bit.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
And that can make a person
mentorship.
Feel. Well, she needed a safe space to. I don't know that she's been able to grieve the situation because she's just
go.
She's trying to, as we women do, she's trying to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Suck it up and deal with it.
Yep. You just shove it down because you got these other things to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's what we do as women.
Mm-hmm.
So
Mariah, pick a number.
Okay. 29.
If a movie was being made of your life and you could choose the actor or actress to play you, who would you choose and why?
Well, I know who would play you.
Who?
Meg Ryan.
Really?
Yeah.
Post-surgery or pre-surgery?
Pre-surgery.
No. All right, I'll take that one.
I would go, if I got to pick.
Yeah,
I would
you pick, literally get to pick.
I would pick Tilda Swinton.
Who?
Tilda Swinton.
Oh, yep.
Picture, please. I don't even know who this is. Oh, yes.
Yeah, kind of a weirdo. That's what I'd watch.
She plays on Avengers. Nope, Doctor Strange.
Yep, she's the bald chick.
Yep.
So I'd choose the weird chick. I mean, I don't think we look alike as far as like facial features because she's very pointy and I feel like I'm very round. Like facial features wise. Yeah. Like she's very like her nose is pointy. Her, like she's got, you know, she's very, I guess, angular in her shape. So I don't think we look alike. But I dig her because she's weird.
Yeah. I just thought of mine. If she didn't have an accent, I would say Emma Watson.
Oh, I could see that.
I was thinking Reese Witherspoon for you.
Young Reese Witherspoon. Mm-hmm. That would be
nice. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Because she's also very pleasant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. I would also take Lisa Kudrow, too. In the 90s Lisa Kudrow.
Oh. In Friends. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say Molly Ringwald for me.
Oh, yeah. That'll work, too. Yep. Also, what's the girl who plays the mom in the Spider-Man? She's in a bunch of other stuff, too.
Spider-Man?
The newest one.
There's three.
The one with Tom Holland.
Got it. I don't know her name.
Marissa Tomei?
Is that her? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she's great. She's
kind of curly hair, and she's super fun and funny, and like everyone's like, oh, about her. I don't know.
Your Aunt May.
Yeah, I would pick that for you. Okay. I'd pick her.
Okay, give me another number.
9.
If you could plan your ultimate vacation, where would you go?
I would go back to Ireland. I would do that trip over for many reasons. But I would go to Ireland, and I would pick a couple spots to stay in versus driving all over half of the country the entire time.
Yeah.
So I'd pick a couple spots to kind of spend a bunch of days in instead of like one day in.
Yeah.
And so you could kind of like relax a little bit in some spots. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mariah? Like I think it was Doolin was one of the towns we stayed in. That one was fun, if I'm saying it correctly.
Mm-hmm. I would love to go to the UK.
Where?
Honestly,
like you're thinking London?
Yeah.
I'll
go to London. London's cool. Whole country.
Mm-hmm. London's cool. Like,
have you been there? Mm-hmm. You've been to London?
Mm-hmm.
When?
Years ago.
Oh. Hm. With Christy?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
With who? I went with this guy that I taught color guard with.
That's kind of cool.
I knew you went there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you've probably told me, but
it was a long, long, long time ago.
Okay,
yeah,
that would be fun. It'd be fun if we all three could go on a trip together.
Mm-hmm.
Like if all three of us could go to London or the UK.
But we all sort of travel differently.
We do travel differently.
It
would be really. This is my dream. I'll just tell you my like dream before I die. This is what I want to do. I want all three of us to go on a trip to the UK, Scotland, somewhere in the States. It doesn't matter. Just go on a trip.
UK, Scotland, somewhere in the States?
Somewhere.
Anywhere in the world.
Anywhere in the world. Like, okay. You know, anywhere. We go on a trip somewhere, not in Minnesota. And we take our podcasting gear and we podcast along the way.
That would be fun.
That would be kind of funny.
How fun would that be? We would all hate each other by the end of it. Or rather, you guys would hate me at the end of it.
That'd probably be accurate.
Or me and she'd probably be the peacekeeper.
Yeah.
Me and you would have difficulties. We would be,
yep. I wouldn't want to risk what this is. So if you thought that was really the outcome.
Yeah, but we can argue and still be fine though.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is like it's not gonna like end the friendship if we argue.
There are people I wouldn't travel with.
Yeah. You wouldn't travel with me?
I don't know. I've not traveled with you.
So we should try it and podcast the whole way.
Maybe we start small.
Like a day trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can start small. But that's just my dream, is like I want all of us to go on a trip together. Because I think it'd be fun to travel with you, too.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Even though we travel differently, I think I don't travel enough, so I'd more than likely just follow your guys' lead.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really travel a ton.
I'd follow Mariah's lead.
Yeah, for sure.
Mariah'd be the leader as far as travel goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would go to Norway.
Oh, Norway would be fun. But that's a trip for you and Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is a trip for me and Andy. Yep. I also, when it says ultimate vacation,
mm-hmm.
I would want it to be for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And like, free.
Not necessarily.
Or give me a ton of money to spend on it. You know what I mean?
I just like to immerse myself wherever I was and not
have to think, I got to be gone in 3 days or whatever. Yeah.
Like, I want to go.
Like a month.
Like, I've always wanted to go to Mackinac Island and stay for a very long time.
Like, what's a very long time to you?
Like a month.
Okay. I don't know if I could do a trip for a month. I'm very much, I'd like to be home now and be in my bed. I don't like not being home. Hence why I don't travel.
Because I love staying in hotels. I love setting up my room. I love, you know, Christy and I travel really well together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not set up my room type of person.
Shayla and I travel really well together.
Yeah.
We've got a system now.
Yep, so do we.
Mm-hmm. Like, in unspoken.
Yeah.
Whereas if I came along, I'd be like, what's your system? What do you want me to do? Go away? Got it.
Well, you know, we keep a tidy room.
Mm-hmm.
And the bathroom. You have
your half?
Yep. And, you know, if we have to share the closet, we share the closet. Mm-hmm. On either side of the bathroom, vanities is our bathroom bags. Mm-hmm. And, like, the first thing we do is we open it up and set it out and get our stuff out. And and then we have, you know, the cocktails and the snacks and, you know, and Christy makes coffee every morning. And yeah, it's very much
a system.
A system. Yeah. Like when I traveled with Annie, when we went to that place that last fall, it was weird. Because first of all, he's, you know, so utilitarian. And I'm like, we got this beautiful cabin. And I'm like, I brought coffee and I bought drinks and I brought snacks. And he's like, why'd you bring all this stuff?
Oh yeah, I'd be you.
I brought, you know, my journal, and I brought a book, and he brought books too. But, you know, so it's just we do things differently. Mm-hmm. So I love to just like unpack my shit and stay somewhere.
Yeah, my ultimate vacation to the UK, I would easily 3 months.
Yeah,
like rent
like a summer.
Yeah, yeah. Like
or fall.
Rent
or
a house, rent an Airbnb, whatever it is.
That'd be
and
fun.
Every day, like maybe find my one coffee shop that I would stop where they would see me come in every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and they would yell.
Was this Italian now?
Yeah. It's the only one I knew how to do.
Fair enough.
And I would just explore something new every day.
And slowly explore it. Like
slowly. Not intentionally explore it.
Not having to rush your way through a museum.
I'm not going to hop on a guided tour every day.
Yeah.
Where it's like,
and you might one day, but
and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's how I travel now,
right?
But
because you're in a hurry,
well, because you've got so much limited time.
Yeah, you've got so limited much time.
So it's like I want to see everything. I want to know everything.
Yeah,
yeah,
so, yeah,
yeah.
No, I, you know, if like the one day you felt that you wanted to just stay in your room or stay at your place and just do that, then you just did that
yep.
day.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Nothing was holding me to a certain schedule.
Right. That's how that would be the ultimate part of a vacation for me.
Yes.
Is to not have a tight agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just to, I mean, have some things planned, but not all things planned.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay, you pick that number.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Let's hit some of the higher numbers. 54.
What is your favorite snack or candy?
Depends on my mood.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. I mean, I'm all for like if I'm gonna do candy, I'm not doing like Skittles. You know what I mean? If I'm doing candy, I'm doing chocolate.
Okay.
Not just any chocolate though.
No, but if I'd rather do like a chocolate than like a Skittle or a Starburst or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Not a big candy person, even though I always have freeze-dried Skittles. But that's sorry. And they're really good.
Speaking of.
That'll be next episode.
Oh, okay.
But I do love them, and I love all the candy they give me, but I'd rather do chocolate. But if I was going to do a snack, I'd probably do, like, chips and guac.
Ooh. Oh.
If I was going to, like, pick a snack.
Yeah.
Because you can eat a whole bunch of chips.
Mm-hmm.
And the chips are good on their own, too, without the guac. So you can do both.
Mm-hmm.
You have options within your snack.
Love the it. Only guac I like is Andy's.
100%. The moment you said that, I was like, Andy's guacamole.
Now, here's the thing. I can do a store-bought guac. However, Chris's guac is so much better.
Oh, fresh is always best. Yeah.
So, like, if I had my choice, it'd be fresh guac with chips.
Mm. So, mine would be chocolate, of course, and like really good chocolate. The Lindt balls or yeah. even above that.
Yeah.
Like a Godiva or something like that. But if it's a snack,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be Ripple potato chips and French onion dip.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. 100%.
Interesting.
Okay. For me, candy would be... I know you said Skittles, and this made me think of it. Starbursts.
Starbursts are good.
And any color except for yellow.
Agreed.
No.
I don't like yellow.
I'll take the yellow.
I will not eat the yellow. You
can give me the yellow.
I couldn't even tell you what flavor the yellow is, because I don't eat it.
The flavor is yellow.
It's lemon.
It's lemon?
I love lemon. Maybe that's why I like them. Mm-hmm. But did you see they have a bag of Skittles at Target that is all pink?
Yeah.
And I was like...
Oh, one day one of our 100%. Reps brought a...
Oh, that's right. He did, yeah.
Yeah, we scarfed that down. And,
yeah.
And then my favorite snack.
Snack.
A snack.
Snack.
Popcorn.
Oh, there's nothing better than putting on a movie mm-hmm. and having a big bowl of popcorn and a Coke.
Yeah.
Like, you can't beat that. I take back.
Freshly
I want popcorn.
Popped
yes.
popcorn.
Yes.
Movie theater popcorn and a fountain pop.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Good. I actually watched a movie last night.
What'd you watch? You never watch movies.
I know. And had I not got up to bed at 7, Andy may have watched it with me. I watched because all of a sudden I'm getting clips of it all over my Insta. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Mona Lisa Smile.
Oh, I saw that on Netflix or
Max.
HBO.
Yeah, it was on Max.
Yeah, I saw that way back when came out, and I don't remember anything about it. Is it good?
It's so good.
Is it?
It pops up on my TikTok.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I wonder why. Speaking of Julia Roberts, I recently watched Erin Brockovich.
Oh, yeah.
Not the first time I've seen it a million times, but such a good movie.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it is.
Have you seen that?
Mm-mm.
Oh, Mariah.
I think I've seen bits of it. I don't think I've seen it from start to end.
You would like it. You should like it. It's so good.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a huge, like, Julia Roberts fan, but I know she's a good actress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I do like a lot of her movies. Like, I'm not going to go see a movie just because she's in it, but, like, when she's in it, she's really good that I see it, and she's really good in that movie.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Really good.
Yeah, this one was...
And Aaron Eckhart as, like, the biker guy with the long hair and the tattoos.
Yeah.
That's good.
He plays the romance.
Yep.
Yeah. I have seen Mona Lisa Smile before, mm-hmm. and I don't know, it's just good... It's a great era, you know, the 50s. Although
with the fashion and the hair. Mm-hmm. And the, okay.
But,
83.
The last one.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do one last one for me, too.
Family position, so first, last, only, child, whatever.
Okay.
And what are the advantages?
I am the youngest. I'd say the advantages would be they've kind of already made a lot of mistakes with the older. Or like they've kind of figured some more things out with the older ones, and now you're the last one, so things are, you know, I don't know, the ship is a little bit cleaner, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if that's true. Advantages. I feel like there's not a whole lot of advantages other than, for me, I feel like I'm funnier because I was the last one, because they hated me, and my in when I got older was to make them laugh.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Because they did not, because they're only a year apart, and I'm 3 and 4 years apart. Yeah. So they were buddy-buddy, hated me. So me and my mom were buddy-buddy.
Yeah.
Because nobody wanted to be my friend. And then when we got like pre-teen, when I was like pre-teenage, my in with them was to make them laugh.
Sure.
That's the only way I ever got to be friends with them.
Okay.
Was by being funny.
Okay.
However that was, however ridiculous it was.
Mariah's like chewing on that because she's like, oh, I never really...
Well, no, I don't
I never really thought you was funny.
No, I think you're JK. Hilarious.
I'm just kidding.
Here's what I remember being a kid, and the first time I ever made Kelly laugh was we were listening to... Because ABBA, right? We all know ABBA.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. ABBA.
ABBA. ABBA.
I say ABBA. But anyway, in the early 2000s, there was a band or a group that came out and was just doing covers of... ABBA songs.
Mm-hmm.
And so my dad was like, what's this? He's like, get the original if you're going to listen to them. So he got us the ABBA Gold 3 CD sets.
Oh, that's nice. A great one.
So we all shared a room in the basement and we were playing that. And I had a pair of boots on and they click clack when you walk on them.
Yeah.
And the basement floor was cement. And so I was clicking and clacking my shoes to whatever song it was. And Kelly thought she laughed. And so then I kept doing it. And then she does the wheezing laugh when she really laughs. And so I kept, that's the first memory I have of like making one of
someone
them
else laugh.
And then that's when she started to not hate me as much.
Oh. Hmm. That's a great memory.
Yeah.
That you're able to hold on to.
Wish I could remember. If I listened to the songs, I could probably figure out which one it was.
Oh, I was just going to ask you. Do you know which one it is?
I don't remember off the top of my head, but if I listen, I'll...
Mamma Mia.
No, it wasn't that one.
Chiquitita, tell me what's wrong.
Uh-huh. That one.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And then they did it. Uh-huh. That was the click. The click.
I know what you're talking about.
You do yours. I'll find it.
I don't know how to answer this question. So I'm the youngest.
Yeah.
And I'm the only girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have an older brother.
Yeah, that's a completely different dynamic than three girls. Yeah.
3 years difference.
That's not bad.
So I was still in high school. I don't know how to answer this because, like, being a girl is different too.
Yep.
Like, I so feel very close to my parents.
Because you've had them alone.
Yeah. So, like.
But Dylan had them alone for the first 3 years.
So, like, I don't know, like, the opportunity to have open conversations.
Was there an advantage being a girl having, with your dad, being that he had a son first and now he has a girl? Because now he's suddenly a girl dad?
Yeah, probably.
Like, when you were little? Like, it was like, shed a tear and you get whatever you want? Like, was there?
Well, here, I'll share this story. So.
Is it your prom one?
My homecoming.
Homecoming.
I was voted homecoming queen my senior year. So the year after, I got asked to come back to crown the next homecoming queen. And I was in college, and I went to my parents' place to change my clothes. And I was going to wear this dress, but it was a halter top. So it had to be tied behind the neck. Well, I couldn't zip the rest of my dress or tie it. So I called my dad.
Who was where?
He was working. And I was like, are you able to, like, kind of drop what you're doing and come help me? And he's like, I'm on my way.
Aw.
So, like, we will still talk about this.
Is that something that your brother would have been able to get away with? Not that he'd be wearing a halter dress and needing it zipped, but, you know, like...
There is something going on where, like, he's like, Dad, I need your help. He would have totally dropped what he did.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Like, my parents treated both of us pretty dang equally.
Really?
Yeah. So, I don't know.
That's good, though. I mean, that's actually a good thing, I think.
I think it's stages of life.
Sure.
Which...
Well, I think just like anything, sometimes one person needs more than the other at that time.
Sure.
Yeah.
Same as happening in a family dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you were littler, or if you were in this preteen state and your brother was a little older, you would need different things.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I think I found the song.
Okay.
Yeah. Potentially. Let's hear it. Yes.
Wait. Let's skip to the
refrain.
Yes, it was this one.
Voulez-vous.
That was the click clack.
Yes.
That was the boot dance.
Okay. Yes, I love it. All right, Ellen, what about you?
Well, I'm the middle.
Oh, that makes sense.
I'm kidding. But I was the baby for 13 years.
That's a big change.
And then because my brother is 3 years older than me, then there was me, and then 13 years later came my sister.
Mm-hmm.
What's your sister's name?
Beth.
Beth, yeah. Okay.
And so I think the advantages of my situation was that I was the baby. That turned out to be a disadvantage when I became the middle. After so long of being the baby.
Was there an advantage in that now your mom is busy with the baby and you can... I was
13, so like I was at the point where I kind of was...
On your own.
A little bit. I didn't... Like, I could babysit her. Right.
Like, you wanted to do things by yourself.
Yeah. I was at the, like, I want to go do things with my friends. And,
yeah.
But that's when my mom quit working was to stay home and raise her, which was like...
You're like, what the hell? What about me?
Right.
Yeah.
And you can tell now there was a reason for all of that, I think, in the grand scheme of things, because my mom died when my sister was 7 or 8 or 9.
God, that's so young.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I had her
longer
and in different stages of my life, because mm-hmm. as a young adult, I was 21,
which is still,
you know, when she died. And so we had moved into kind of like, we were becoming adult friends.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And that, you know, and so that's something my sister will never have, and doesn't have that with my stepmom, because, you know, she had the terrible teens with her, mm-hmm. And you know, she lives a country away from us, so
yeah. So she got her more younger.
Yeah, and you can tell that she can do. So my mom was a great crafter, so she could knit and embroider and mm-hmm. sew and quilt and do those things
mm-hmm.
greatly. And my sister, because my mom was doing that in her retirement, because my mm-hmm. mom was a gross 36 when she got pregnant, which I thought was terrible. But, you know, so my sister learned those things as a child, which mm-hmm. I think if you learn something as a child,
you can do it
more naturally. Mm-hmm. Like if you see a kid who has been on the back of a horse mm-hmm. from birth, basically,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're much more natural of a rider, even though you can yeah. learn later in life and mm-hmm. become a great equestrian, but you just don't have that natural.
I learned how to crochet as a child. And even if I don't do it for years, I can still pick it up.
Right.
Even though I haven't done it for, you know, 8 years or whatever, yeah. and I can still do it and do it decently.
And yeah. for me, who learned how to knit as an adult, mm-hmm. and when I don't do it,
it's harder.
I have to like relearn.
Yeah.
So I think that there was, you know, some advantages in that way, or there was a bigger plan than, mm-hmm. you know, she got that time and those memories, although there's lesser there. She has those traits or natural abilities that I don't have.
Sure.
Because I would have rather been out in the garage changing the oil with my dad at that time when I was, mm-hmm. this is what I did. Yeah. Right. So.
Yeah.
One more
number, and then we'll shut it down and move mm-hmm. on.
Let's go with 73.
I thought we did 73.
No, we did not.
I don't know.
Oh, maybe I thought 73 earlier.
We did not.
Okay.
Are you a better listener or talker?
Listener.
You for 100%.
100% listener.
Talker.
Yep. Accurate. I would say I'm probably both.
You are both. I'm glad you said like both, because I was thinking
talker,
both.
Though.
I would say talker, but listener's close second, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it kind of works out.
Yeah.
Should we do one more question?
That was a short one.
Yeah, that was sure. Just do like one more. Like, pick, Ellen, you pick now.
You pick one. If there's one that you saw that you liked.
Or 75, since we're on that slide, huh? If 75 doesn't suck. That's okay.
It you doesn't pick one. Suck.
You pick okay. one.
Well, no, we can do 75. If you could be any color in the Crayola box, what color would you be and why?
White. Ooh.
White?
Because then I'd be, because you never can actually color with white, I'd be translucent. I'd be a ghost.
You would be, no one colors with white, so your crayon would be in 100% condition.
Pristine condition. Yes. Plus, I'm basically that color now anyway. So, what would you pick?
Oh. I would love to be a shade of
pink.
Nope.
Hmm.
Teal. Like an olive green.
Interesting.
I was going to say green.
I love olive green. Why green?
I don't know. I just.
Because it goes with so many things.
It does go with lots of things.
I think it's comfort. I think it's beauty. I think it's
mm-hmm.
like Mother Earth.
Yep.
Mm, you know, grounded.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That makes sense for
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
What would you pick, Ellen?
I was going to say green.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. God, what shade of green?
Like well, emerald? I like that.
Like the grass green?
Green. Like
a brighter green.
A fresh, bright grass green.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Why?
Because it's bright and it is healthy looking mm-hmm. and it's just pretty.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
You guys picked these super meaningful colors. I'm like, I want to be a ghost. I'll pick white.
Yep.
But again, no one would use your color.
Exactly.
So you would be in 100% good condition.
You can highlight with I'm white.
Perfect. I mean, you can. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. People so that know how to render.
Wait. I'm the highlight of the box. Wink, wink. And that's what she said. All right, let's wrap
up. I can't believe that we've... That's our first That's What She Said.
All right, that is... I said that last night, and some people were just like, what? I was like, God, where's Ellen? After you left.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't even remember you saying it.
No, you're at the MC's, and I said, well, that's what she said. And everyone was just like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, you guys.
Yeah, you didn't have a really great audience to respond.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Anyway.
Mm. All right.
So that's the end of this fun little...
Diddy.
Epi.
And if any of these questions that we asked you had an answer to, send them to us.
Catherine and Amanda will read them on the next episode.
Yes.
Or not next episode, but next time when we get
the next time.
Email us, DM us, however you normally like to communicate with us.
tgballerinas@gmail.com.
You guys know. You know how to get there.
And Amanda know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Amanda DMs, Catherine emails.
Yeah. Perfect.
So. Love it. All right. I think that's it for this little fun fishbowl.
Mm hmm.
Fishbowl fun. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
I'm cutting that out, saving it for every episode now.
Please. That will be our slogan.
I can't wait to edit this one.
Okay. All right.
Okay. That's it.
Okay. Goodbye.
Okay, bye.